Dis 9:33, as jy nou net ingeskakel het, jy kers rond my en Michelle, op hierdie prachtige dinsdag, hier by Casey at Work, elke maandag tot vrijdag, maak ek het vir jou lekker daar waar jy is, tussen 9 en 12. Maar nou eers, is ek baie bevoorreg om in die atelier saam met my te hê, die store manager en regional manager van Freedom of Movement hier in die Parel, hulle is daar by Labrie Center, so ek verwelkom vir Janobin Reuters en Tracy Beekes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Lekker om vir julle twee te I must now switch over to my English. That's going to be finished for the whole year, but that is fine. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for your involvement in the Woman, Wine and Song function that we had. And yeah, you spoiled two lovely ladies. And yes, with a pair of shoes and a beautiful handbag. So thank you very much for sponsoring those two big prizes for the ladies. Introduce yourself. How did you get involved and what is your role at Freedom of Movement? Tracy.
Happy. So I'm Tracy, the regional manager for the Western Cape and the Eastern Cape. Been with the company for 13 months, so just over a year. Always believed the new girl. And what really drew me to the company was one, we're proudly South African company. And I think also just what was super important was the culture of the business as well. So that's my story and what drew me to the Freedom of Movement.
Janobin, and your story?
Goeiemôre. Ja, my naam is Janobin Reuters, store manager by Freedom of Movement Library. So I joined a little over a year in May 2024. So we just celebrated recently our one-year anniversary at Library.
Yes.
And it's genuinely also been an awesome experience for me the past few years, a year and a few months. Definitely looking forward to many more years to come.
And I must say, it's a beautiful store that you have there.
Thank you.
I've also visited there sometimes because my husband and son, they are Freedom of Movement lovers.
Yeah.
His birthdays, I know where to go. My first question this morning is, for those who might not know, how did Freedom of Movement get started?
Okay, so interesting story. It was basically a house rule with the Bozart brothers, and they had the freedom to move around if they got really good results at school and they delivered. Safe to say that they did deliver,
yeah.
Hence why we're here. So Rual, the creative director, co-founder alongside Leon Bozart, still very much involved within the company, Leon, our current CEO. And we've now been around for 12 years, started our first store, also like where our first bag was produced in Stellenbosch. So really true to our roots within the Western Cape and in the winelands. And I always think it's such a beautiful story to think that it wasn't just, I want to start a clothing company. What are we going to do? And I think the story behind it is also what really draws South Africans and our consumer.
Yes. So the name Freedom of Movement is quite powerful. What's the meaning behind it?
So yeah, like Tracy explained, it was a house rule introduced to the family, a house full of boys.
Yeah.
So you had to earn your freedom. So basically it was a house rule. If you do well throughout the week in your school activities, also your discipline, you would be given your freedom of movement over the weekends to just do what you love. So it comes back to just working hard, and at the end of the day you get your rewards.
Wow, that's quite an inspiring story. Now, your products are proudly South African and handmade. Why is that so important to the brand?
I think, one, just given, we're proudly South African, you want to give back, and it speaks to, again, the family. You could have easily said, oh, let's import or, made in China, but it really is true to, again, give back to the community. A lot of our business model as well. We have a collaboration with the Kolisi Foundation, and we've currently got a project running for Women's Month this August, and we've launched a drop tea. So for us, it's really important to give back and to see South Africans reap the rewards thereof, the hard work, the dedication.
Yes. Can you take us through the design process from concept to finished product?
So yeah, Freedom of Movement it's a locally sourced company where we try to do everything local as far as possible.
Yeah.
So with the leathers, everything being local, and the designs, everything being local. So it all comes back to just paying homage to South Africa as a whole. we are unified as a country, and there's a lot of things going on, but to just try to unify the people through our business, running it so smoothly. Like Tracy mentioned, we have the Drop Gold T-shirt launching for in coalition with the Ladies World Cup beginning in 2025, the 22nd of August, it kicking off.
Yes.
And with this, it's just, you know, women in sport, women, the pillars of our society these days, just everything tying in together.
Yeah, and you have a lot of products in store. It's not just the shoes. I mean, there's clothing. Name all the products that you have in store.
Well, we've got quite a bit. You can come in for a birthday, an anniversary, whatever. So we sell everything from socks, accessories, caps, sunglasses, sunglass straps, passport holders, nappy bags, travel, and all premium leather product. We've got, shoes, fillies for the husband, your wife, your kid as well. There really is something for everybody. We've got quite a big men's range as well as ladies. And again, we've even got cleaning products. So it really is one of those one-stop destination looking for a premium gift, something also well thought of. You can really shop anything almost within our space.
I know last year I bought those most beautiful towels. Freedom of Movement beach towels. They are really beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect gift now over the summertime also.
And I think also just like summer, we've got amazing product coming this summer. New cooler boxes, new colorways. Ooh. We've just launched online and they've sold out twice before well. If I say to you, like, especially if you enjoy caring and, you know, going to a braai, even just the beach, the cooler box could not recommend enough. It holds your ice literally almost 24 hours. And again, it's just this pop. This season's cooler box has foam at the bottom. So when you're at the beach, you put your box down. When you pick it up, you've left your little imprint in the sand. But amazing umbrellas with matching towels coming this season. Summer collection, 11 out of 10.
Great, looking forward to that.
We also have the best fellies that recently launched. We're celebrating 200 years of fellies and just a premium felly, taking it to the next level instead of just the normal felly. So it's extra cushioning, premium leather, the pool tabs, just the signature a collab with Sia Gulisi as well. So this is just the next level of fellies.
Ek het 'n paar velle en ek moet sê,
hulle loop baie lekker.
Ek het nou eintlik vergeet om hulle vanoggend aan te trek. Ons het 'n mooi foto geneem het. How do you ensure quality while still keeping a modern, stylish look?
I think it also speaks to the fact that our warehouses are, or our warehouses in Cape Town, and we've really got the most amazing team down that really each and every single item that come in goes through QC. And the ladies that do our QC are incredible. Years of experience, but I also think it's like we've ensured that we've upskilled our store teams as well for them to be able to identify something. And quality is one of the things that we pride ourselves on. You know, we really want to give the consumer the best product at, you know, the best price as well. Yeah. So, quality is something that we really do stride ourselves in for.
Mm-hmm. And I must say, the price that the mens betaal for the quality, that is, for only skoene, that is iets wat for a leeftijd hou.
Ja, beslis. En ons het ook, ons het a collaboration met Sneaker Shack and Black, waar ons, as jy ou vellies het, miskien nou 'n paar jaar al geloop en geresoul het, waar jy hom terug kan bring en kry 15% afslag op jou volgende aankoop op ons skoene. En dit ons wil ook net vir ons customers like wys die longevity van jou vellies wat jy het, waar jy dit, as jy dit kom drop off, is jy net van drop off nie. Ons refurbies het, dan word dit aangepas na liefdadigheidsprojekte toe, so dit bly dit 'n constant loop van just giving back to the community.
Now, many people connect deeply with your brand. What do you think makes it resonate so strongly?
I think it's the fact that we are all genuinely passionate and believe in the brand. And if I say to you, I mean, I've been in the retail game for forever, and when joining, I was just like, where have we found these the most incredible humans, no matter who you interact with in our space? We really do believe in the brand and the product. And again, it speaks to the culture of the business and how we operate. And I do believe it's the fact that, you know, it's not about it. It's just, there's a South African brand. There's many other South African brands, but you're not going to get service, and our people is really the forefront of our business. And I think it's just the fact that we're all young, dynamic as well. We really do believe in what we stand for. And one of our catch lines, it's the freedom to dream, to the freedom to create, and the freedom to inspire. And each and every single one of our team members believe in that and hold true to that. And I think that's just, not I think, I believe that that is why and what sets us apart from
I think you've already put it out there, because when we go out and my husband and my son got their sneakers on, people will notice and they will say, you've got a pair of Freedom of Movements. Love it. They won't notice other shoes, but people notice a Freedom of Movement sneaker or a shoe. And that's what you've put out there already, your name, the quality of the product. Any new products, collections, or collaborations you're excited about right now?
The biggest one that I'm extremely excited about, I previously mentioned, is the one we're doing with the Khaleesi Foundation. So we're doing the Drop Girl tees for the ladies in sport. And it currently runs from August until October, where we try, and each t-shirt that we sell, the proceeds go towards 100,000 we're trying to collect and to donate to one of the rugby teams in Zwide, which is here, Khaleesi's hometown. And it's just to keep women in sport and just promote ladies in sport, keep them active, keep young girls, to inspire them, because the sport has changed, and the, like they normally say, the future is female. So having the ladies in the sports, where we have local superstars like Veruska Greiner that also played for the Springboks in the fall. So we're just looking to inspire the next person for years to come.
What advice would you give to young South African entrepreneurs wanting to start their own brand?
Again, true to one of our core values, you know, just the freedom to dream, to create and inspire. I think no idea is a silly idea. Nothing is too far-fetched or out of reach. If you believe in it in your heart, it really is just, you know, to hold on to that and push through and to persevere. I think freedom of movement is just like the perfect story as well in a industry of so many other retailers, both international and local. You've got local retailers who have been around for almost 100 years. But the fact that we're the new kid on the block, we're around for 12 years. And it's like you said, we've really taken the country by storm. 12 years in, 26 stores across the country. You can find us online. We've got, you know, in most of the mainstream malls, you'll be able to find Freedom of Movement. And again, like I'm saying, it just, this is something that started out as a house rule. And look at us today. We are claiming our space and taking up, and again, just leaving our footprint within the country and those around us.
So where can people find your stores or shop your products online?
So we have our store in Paarl. We're located at the Library Center in Southern Paarl. Also in the Winelands, we have Stellenbosch, Somerset, Kloof Street. So there's quite a few stores, Canal Walk, V&A. But we would like all the listeners in Paarl to come to to come to Library Center to support us. Yeah, but like Tracy said, we're nationwide at the moment and just looking to expand in the next few years and maybe go international. We'll never know.
En Janoven is altyd daar om jou vriendelik te groet. Ek weet, al gaan ek baie keer net daar langs by Woolies in, dan loer ek net daar in. Altyd 'n smile op die gesig. En julle winkel is so netjies. Ek moet sê dit is baie keer wil 'n mens sommer net al binne rondloop al. Kyk ek slink wat ek volgende gaan shop. Maar ja, dis 'n plesier om daar te wees, en thanks again for the product that you put out there. You can be proud of your products, and yeah, may you just grow from strength to strength in the years to come.
Thank you so, much, Michelle. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Miley Cyrus met End of the World. So gaan volg hulle gerus, gaan maak 'n draai daar by hier in die Parel by Library Center. Jy gaan Freedom of Movement daar kry, gaan sê hallo vir die vriendelike mense daar, en hierdie onderhoud sal ook beskikbaar wees as 'n podcast op ons webtuiste.